Reviving a legendary brand is not for the faint of heart, as you might have seen in the first part of this series. There is a lot of complexity around the issues of financing, marketing, and design. And, of course, there's the competition. Swiss watchmaking brands that have been household names for decades, even centuries, including Longines, Cartier, Rolex, Omega, Patek Philippe, and many, many more. A new or reborn brand cannot succeed by simply making great watches. It must produce timepieces that stand out from the crowd, whether in style, design, or historical and sentimental value. Take Chapec's Croix de Bergeois and Nevada Gretchen's Chronomaster. Each pays homage to the quality and techniques of the past while adding modern style points and functions, satisfying veterans and novice watch lovers alike. Then there's the price. If a young brand is priced too high, it may not get the traction it needs among first-time buyers. Likewise, more experienced watch enthusiasts may balk at a high-priced upstart that has yet to earn its place in their personal pantheon of excellent timepieces. Case in point, Nail Watches, an American self-proclaimed luxury mechanical brand that charged upwards of $4,000 for a watch of equal quality to a Hamilton or Tissot, which sold at a fraction of that price. Founded in 2012, the company went bankrupt only 6 years later. Thankfully, the revival stories we are covering have taken all of these factors into account, making them likely candidates for survival in the ultra-competitive world of quality watchmaking. So, without further ado, let's introduce our final three reborn brands. The first on our list today is Angelus. Much like the one-car garage in which Bill Hewlett and Dave Packard created their electronics empire, the dynamic haute-horlogerie brand Angelus hails from equally modest roots. In 1891, the Stolz brothers, Albert, Gustav, and 7 years later, Charles, began producing watch movements out of a small room on the Rue de Marais, Le Local, Switzerland. The brothers named their new brand after the Angelus peal of the local Catholic church bells. The moniker was quite fitting, as a great deal of Angelus' initial fame would come from its advanced repeater chiming watches. Throughout the early 1900s, the three brothers received numerous awards and recognitions for the company's excellent craftsmanship, accuracy, and complications in the movements they produced. Angelus also set itself apart as a socially responsible business long before it became trendy by making a Braille repeater pocket watch for visually impaired veterans coming home from the war. The gesture earned a letter of sincere gratitude from French Army General Marshal Joffre. Angelus wrote out the challenges of the First World War and the Great Depression by pivoting its production from pocket watches to wristwatches and table and travel alarm clocks. The year 1942 would yield another global first for Angelus with the introduction of the Chronodetto, a large chronograph timepiece outfitted with a 45-minute counter and full calendar. Until then, no other watchmaker had yet included a calendar in a production chronograph wristwatch. The Chronodetto quickly became Angelus' best-selling timepiece and remains a treasured piece of horological history for watch collectors everywhere. Angelus launched another noteworthy creation in 1957, the Tinkler, the first waterproof automatic repeater watch. The wearer could activate the hour and quarter chimes via a pusher on the left side of the dial. While the Tinkler was a work of engineering genius, it didn't catch on well with the public, so only about 100 pieces were ever produced. While the brand would continue to make excellent chronograph watches, clocks, and movements into the 1970s, Angelus eventually lost the war against the mighty quartz revolution. Iveco SA bought Angelus in 1977, and historians believe the company continued to sell Angelus pocket watches alongside its own until sometime in the 1900s. After that, Angelus seemed to disappear from the world stage completely. In 2011, watchmaker Sébastien Charmonnet received the call of a lifetime, informing him the Angelus brand had resurfaced and was for sale. Was he interested in buying it? Let's see. Charmonnet had collected Angelus watches for over 20 years, and he was enthralled by all things chronograph. Absolutely, Charmonnet wanted in on the rebirth of Angelus. At the time, he was head of movement development at Le Jau Perret, a well-known Swiss company that had already revitalized the previously defunct Arnold & Son watch brand. Chalmanet convinced Frederick Wenger, then CEO of La Jaupérée, that this move would turn into an excellent investment, and they bought Angelus that same year. Unlike Chapek and Nevada Gretchen, however, Chalmanet sought to pay homage to Angelus' roots differently. Rather than recreating the Tinkler or the Chronodate, he wanted to build a timepiece that reflected the innovative spirit of the Stolz brothers. In 2015, the newly revived Angelus did just that by introducing the U10 Tourbillon Lumière, a rectangular watch with the dial on the left and a 1-minute flying tourbillon seemingly floating in the attached sapphire case on the right. A lot of people were very surprised when they saw it. They thought we were doing this because we lacked awareness of Angelus's history, which couldn't be more wrong, explained Chalmanet in a 2015 interview with Esquire. The automatic waterproof repeater they made in 1957 was so ahead of its time that it almost broke the company. I don't want to produce anything that, technically, could have been made 80 years ago. That meant working with a big curved sapphire, a 3D movement, and curved movement plates, he concluded. We wanted to relaunch Angelus as a modern, innovative, contemporary watchmaker. That's not to say Angelus didn't want to revive once popular design models, like the Chronodato or the Doctor Watch Chronograph. After producing a series of breathtaking tourbillons over the past several years, the watchmaker released the Chronodate line in 2022. Incidentally, the current name is a bit of a play on history, as the original Chronodato was initially misnamed Chronodate in an advertising mix-up. But Bertrand Savery, current CEO of Angelus and Arnold & Son, is quick to point out that the Chronodate is not your everyday vintage re-release. I prefer to think of it as a neo-retro inspired, he said in a 2022 interview with Watch Time. Here you see vintage inspiration in the high contrast counters and large numerals, but it also carries on the Angelus spirit of innovation in wholly new ways, he continued. The design took us nearly a year to complete, but the result is stunning. Our final two favorites, Aron and Sherpa, are still in their infancy. Relaunched in 2020 and 2019, these micro brands have yet to prove themselves worthy of inclusion in haute horlogerie circles. Buyers often hesitate to invest in new brands because they may not be around in a few years, making watch repair and maintenance a hassle. However, despite this fact, and judging by the buzz they have generated among collectors, enthusiasts, and newbie mechanical watch geeks, their future looks promising. Montre Aron arrived on the watch scene in 1934 as an offshoot of the Dodin family watchmaking empire in Besançon, France. The brand wouldn't rise to worldwide fame until the 1950s, when it produced the Type 20 flyback chronograph pilot's watch. Aron was one of a handful of watchmakers, including Breguet and Dodin, to supply the Type 20 to the French military. To this day, the vintage Type 20 remains a favorite among military watch collectors, which is probably why the watch world enthusiastically embraced Aron's resurrection in 2020, hoping for an updated rendition of the legendary timepiece, and they weren't disappointed. After vintage watch lover Tom van Wijdlik acquired another Dodin brand, Le Boy & Co. in 2014, it was only a matter of time before Aron would pop up next on his radar. After finalizing the deal to gain Aron's intellectual property rights from the Monte Richard Group, eWatch Factory Corp. on December 12, 2020, van Wijdlik quickly trademarked the brand and set out to crowdfund the first re-edition of its flagship watch, the Type 20. In addition to utilizing novel financing tools, van Wijdlik also wanted Aron's investors and fans to chime in with their ideas for the design of its timepieces. To facilitate this, the company created the CoLab page on its website, where people can participate in virtual coffee catch-ups and stay on top of new developments. Adhering to the original specifications laid out by the French Ministry of Defense, the re-edition Type 20 mirrors its namesake in every way but the movement. The watch's new heart beats with the AM1 caliber, a manual winding chronograph with a flyback complication created by manufacturer Le Jaupérée. After some delays due to raw material shortages, the watch began production in early 2022. And you can now pre-order a new one with a reasonably quick delivery turnaround. Limited edition versions of the Type 20, however, like the Brown and Vert Militaire models, tend to sell out fast. The latest limited edition is the carbon-coated Type 20 Furtivité, and if history is any indication, it won't be available for long. Aeron isn't stopping to rest on the success of its Type 20. The microbrand already has moved on to its next challenge by introducing prototypes of the new Sao Marin, a near-equally famous skin dive timepiece launched in the 1960s. The Sao Marin seems poised to be its next home run. The Sherpa is probably the most unique on our list, as it's more a resurrection of a particular watch line than an entire brand. The watchmaker we're talking about here is Anacar. Founder Ariste Rakin created this historic brand in 1914 and gave it the rather peculiar title Anacar, simply by spelling his name backward. The brand became well known for its rugged, complicated pocket and wristwatches that maintained their accuracy despite extreme temperatures, harsh climates, and variable air pressures from the depth of the sea to the heights of the skies. United States flyboys used Anacar Sherpa jet watches in World War II, and the ultrasonic Sherpa summited Mount Everest and survived a 50-day voyage across the Atlantic while wholly submerged. With the Sherpa's rich history on display, vintage Anacar addicts like German plastics engineer Martin Klock became frustrated with the current reconstituted version of the company's decision not to produce timepieces linked to its impressive heritage. According to Klock, he even offered to help recreate some of their classic models, but to no avail, as Anacar never replied about his offer. If Klock wanted to revive the Anacar watch models he loved, he knew it would be on him to do it. Consequently, after some heavy research into watchmaking and satisfied that his engineering background would be enough to get him started, he trademarked the Sherpa name in 2019 and launched his company. Klock explained that his first years were challenging, especially since he had virtually no contacts in the watchmaking industry. It's critical to note that although Sherpa watches reflect the innovation and excellence of their Anacar forebears, Klock insists that they have their own DNA. The company's first two releases, the Sherpa Ops and Sherpa Ultra Dive, take after their 1960s originals with their Irvin Piquérez SA bayonet compressor case back design, size, and water resistance, but differ dramatically in terms of interior mechanisms and crown updates. Unlike the originals, the new Ops and Ultra Dive feature monoflex compressor crowns that allow the watches to be watertight without screwing down, giving the wearer an authentic compressor dive watch experience, according to the Sherpa website. The new timepieces also sport a new curved dial, Super Luminova Grade X1 material for the hands and indices, an in-house design rotor, and the custom gold-plated Montramatic MM01 movement, a Sellita-based automatic caliber. Klock, a Buddhist, also included a tiny but powerful nugget of positive aura into this one-of-a-kind movement. A traditional Tibetan mantra was laser engraved on two of the watch wheels in near microscopic Tibetan script, emulating the widespread regional practice of rotating Buddhist prayer wheels to generate good vibes. You may not be able to see the words, but you'll definitely feel the good vibes coming from your timepiece. Sherpa watches also salute the actual Sherpas in the Himalayan region who do the work of transporting climbers to and from Mount Everest, as well as regularly clearing trash, debris, and expeditionary relics from the mountain. According to Klock, part of the Sherpa watch's mission is to give back a percentage of each watch sale to the Sherpa communities in Nepal. Outstanding quality, rich history and connection, and good vibes, what more could you want from a watch? We hope you enjoyed our in-depth look at these great watchmakers. Whether your timepiece is a re-edition of a classic or the classic itself, we can always find you the parts you need and give you the high-quality watch repair you deserve at Time's Ticking. And with that, I'll see you guys next time.